Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I think we have it confirmed that the pick that everybody is seeing online of Pope Leo the 14th with a White Sox hat on was out there poping.
Take a look at this photo. Taken at the Vatican today, the Chicago White Sox providing this picture of the Pope wearing a White Sox hat.
Pope Leo the 14th wearing an actual White Sox hat. This was in St. Peter's Square today.
He wore a White Sox hat.
Wearing the White Sox hat.
Wearing a White Sox hat.
Rocking a Sox hat.
Yeah.
Don't sleep.
Cool Sox hat.
The man that will be emceeing the event, Chuck Swirsky.
Well, you know what? I've never met the Pope. I'd like to one day.
Russ had an audience with four popes.
Oh, what section did y'all sit in?
Oh, idiot.
But in this day and age, as you know, with AI and everything that's going on in social media, I didn't know if that picture was photoshopped or whether it was legit.
I know there's a ton of misinformation out there.
And so I had to pump the brakes. But then it was verified that the Pope did put on a White Sox cap.
Say it with me! Say it proud!
I am a Die Sox White fan.
I got a White Sox hat.
And now, live from the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar in Lindenhurst, it's the Spiegel and Holmes Show with Mark Grody and Rami Makhlouf filling in for Spiegel and Holmes.
Grody, can't wait for tomorrow. I don't think I've done a Score remote yet. I think this is my first
remote.
Yeah.
Oh.
Presented by Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be.
As we welcome you to the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lyndhurst, Illinois. I am Mark Grody. He is Rami Makhlouf.
Hello, sir.
On his first Score remote.
Ah, not bad.
This is
not
sweet.
Not bad. Yeah, this is a pretty sweet place to break in.
Yeah. Because, you know, and Rami does some stand-up comedy, so this is basically like an appearance for you. It is an appearance for both of us.
I will not be doing a set here because then I won't be employed by the Score anymore.
We are expecting hilarity out of you throughout the day. You should download the Circa Sports Illinois app or fund your existing Circa Sports Illinois app and receive an on-site match incentive of up to $500 and take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one contest from the Lynx. It is going on
right over there.
Yep. See those gentlemen setting up. They got some nice hats and swag set up there. I see the big screen. I'm getting double thumbs up from the fellows. So you come on in. You're listening right now. You're in the area. Maybe you're a little bit close. Come on, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst.
You're going to take a few swings over there?
I might, man. I mean, I've been, you know, so hyper-focused on what we're trying to achieve here today.
Yeah, you haven't picked up a club or anything.
No, I haven't picked up a club or anything like that. You've been trying to achieve all-star voting. Have you been successful?
I quit. I gave up.
By the way, okay.
They were saying there was something that was not filled out. Everything was filled out, and quite frankly, I didn't care enough to keep on trying to find out what the problem was.
And I didn't care to help you either, because I thought I felt like you were doing the "I need some help from somebody" thing, where you're doing. I don't understand.
What am I missing here?
And I'm like, ooh.
Nobody came. Nobody. Nobody came to my aid.
I moved farther away from you. It's like a Family Guy episode where it's a Meg episode, and Meg is feeling down, and everybody sort of moves away.
I get it. Ah. I get it. I picked up the vibe.
Let me tell you, sir, about a vibe.
Okay.
Other than the vibe that we have going on here, where, by the way, I should point out really, really quickly, too, the U.S. Open Golf Tournament is on.
Everywhere.
First round action of it. It's the I keep thinking today's Friday, by the way. It's a Thursday, but I've got a Friday vibe about me, which I think is good. I think people will benefit from that.
For sure.
If I feel Friday-ness throughout this broadcast. J.J. Spaun is the leader. He is in the clubhouse. He is at 4-under overall. Thurston Lawrence is in second place. He is at -3, so one off that first place pace. Sam Burns is also one back, and there's a name that people know. Brooks Koepka. Koepka, ladies and gentlemen, is right now at -2, so two off that pace. He is through seven holes today. Are you a golfer?
I am not. I am dangerous with the golf club. I'm a danger to everyone around me when I'm holding a golf club.
That sounds right. I don't know you that well, but I could see that. You don't come across as a country club, follow the etiquette at a golf course.
I would love to pick up golf, and I've tried a few times, but the problem is I have the terrible combination of I can generate velocity, but have no idea which direction the ball might go in off the club.
Yeah, right. Then so you're on like the seventh hole while you're on the 18th hole.
Literally, it could go anywhere. Right. It could go behind me somehow, Grody. I don't even know how that's possible, but it could go behind me at a very high rate and hurt somebody. So I gave up on that too.
The vibe that I was talking about pertains to the Chicago Cubs, and I have to be honest with you. I was a little bit surprised about some of the reaction I got regarding the Cubs yesterday. And what I said yesterday is what I'll say again right now. Well, while it was on paper an unsuccessful road trip for the Cubs, it was a 4-5 road trip. Mm-hmm. You took 2 out of 3 from Washington, which I thought was nice, against a pretty decent team, not quite, you know, 500 yet, but hovering right around there, obviously with some nice pitching, which the Cubs have seen a lot of lately, Mackenzie Gore specifically in that case. So I thought they win that series. They did not win the Tigers series. They lose 2 out of 3 in that, but I never felt like there was like a really horrible game in that. They lose the Tarek Skubal game by just 2 runs. It's a 3-1 game. You can handle that with Ben Brown pitching for you. You win the game Saturday 6-1, and then you lose on Sunday 4-0 against Jack Flaherty. So while, of course, you can do better than that, I was okay with that at this point in the season. Same with the Philadelphia series, where you lose the game at 11 innings. Okay, it's a hell of a ball game, the 4-3 game on Monday. Yesterday, can't help you. That's a bad game for the Cubs yesterday, losing 7-2 to the 2 days ago to the Phillies.
Yeah.
And then the Tuesday win over the Phillies. Like, in general, these games felt competitive. I felt good about the Cubs within these games, albeit there have been some issues for the Cubs. I felt on the overall, with the degree of difficulty, with what your goal is, if you are the Cubs at this point, or any winning team, is to win the series at home and go 500 on the road in terms of those series. I thought on the overall, I still felt pretty comfortable about where the Chicago Cubs are. And I just want to fire through a few of the replies as I expressed that yesterday on the score.
Did people not agree with you?
Well, what's actually posted, the actual quote that the score did on the Twitter account was, and the whole video is there as well for full context, but I'm quoting myself now. I love quoting myself. I said the following, quote.
Quote Mark Grody.
I felt good about it on the overall. Close quote. So, and then these are the responses that I got, right? The team might have the worst starting rotation in baseball. Ray, Horton, and Brown are horrible. Knowing the cheapskate Jed Hoyer, he will trade for Rich Hill. Tough to win the World Series with this garbage rotation unless you score 7 runs every game you play. We'll address that in a second. Let me just fire through a few more of these. They get better. 2024 is creeping back in. Poor starting pitching, which I get is from injuries, but Brown ain't that guy, and the O is a solo home run kind of team again, or the offense in general. From Iron Mike, have another drink, Grody. Felt good about it. JFC, the throat, Grody. The guy who is paid to say good things about the Cubs is happy for a game where they drew one walk.
You get and paid struck for that?
And struck out 11 times. And then he insulted me. Why does he look like we should check his hard drive? Pretty good. Pretty good.
The internet's such a terrible and hilarious place.
It's terrible and hilarious. I looked at the picture. It was not a good view of me. I'll admit that. I might use that. That's why I would check the hard drive. Because that's a showstopper. I'll give you. I'm a good-looking person. You didn't see a good angle of me. Oh, man. You like them having poor approaches at the plate and striking out so much as they have? And then last one I'll read here. There's more. But Pretenders, 2008 vibes, sweep in playoffs coming. Now, I will say there were, and people can go look on my Twitter if you'd like and go through all these. There are a couple of people who agreed with me. For the most part, you know, we're always attracted to the negative comments and reaction. But I'm somewhere between being like, wow, man, I'm being positive about the Cubs and that's what I get, like a little bit shocked about it, but also like, okay, the Cub fans are out there. They are comporting this. The expectation is win, man. Like they're not just happy to be there at 41-27 right now.
And I had some concerns that came out of that road trip, Grody, and we talked about it a little bit in the crosstalk yesterday. I talked about it on the evening show last night.
Yeah.
The offense is. Some concern is starting to creep in about the offense and about that lineup. And not like. Not that, I mean, some of those people sounded like the world was ending, like the sky was falling for the Chicago Cubs and the way they're reacting to that. I'm not reacting in that way, but looking at this baseball team as a playoff baseball team and a team that's going to be playing relevant baseball in September and hopefully in October and making a deep playoff run, you need the offense to be better than it's been on that road trip. They scored 3 or fewer runs in 4 of the 6 games against the Tigers and the Phillies. And you pointed out they faced some good pitching in that time. Mackenzie Gore, Skubal, Jack Flaherty, Wheeler. Yesterday it was Jesus Luzardo, who's got very nasty stuff when he's on. But those are the types of pitchers you're going to be facing on the regular come October if this is a postseason baseball team. I need to see them have some success against those types of pitchers and those types of rotations. And we didn't see it on this road trip. I'm not saying we should be panicked or that your thoughts on the road trip weren't measured and reasonable and logical and accurate.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there are things. You know, when I'm looking at a playoff baseball team, I start nitpicking for the little things that they're going to need to be able to do to win in the postseason, and they didn't do some of those things on this road trip against the best team in baseball to this point in the Detroit Tigers and one of the best teams in the National League for 3 years running in the Philadelphia Phillies. So I would have liked to see better. It's 4-5. Like a worst possible case scenario? No. Is there anything to panic over or lose your mind over or personally attack Grody over? No. No, it's not.
What was that one again?
They should check your hard drive.
Oh, yeah,
that's what it was. That's what it was.
It's like, hey, wait a minute.
I clocked that one. I'm going to use that. So I clocked it.
It's very good. I bet, though, the guy that wrote that has used that many times.
For
I mean,
sure.
It's good. It's good.
It's a good one.
Very good. Yeah, it was a bad angle, the whole thing. I'm like, I feel like I want to redo. I want to show you a better picture of me. Check my Instagram. I want to redo right now. Yeah, no, I get what you're coming. I understand where you're coming from. There was a test to be had. I don't think it was like you look at it and say, miserable fail against those ace pitchers. It's very rare when guys like Zach Wheeler, as you mentioned, and Tarek Skubal are just going to give up, you know, a 4 or 5 run inning against anybody. I mean, right. The numbers are right there.
Right.
So to have lost the Zach Wheeler game 4-3 and 11 innings, I got no, like, I'm okay with that.
But
like, for now, I'm okay with Tarek Skubal beating the Cubs 3-1. I mean, it's a good game.
And I understand great pitchers are going to hold down even very good lineups.
Right.
That's the sport.
Yeah.
You got to find a way to win then otherwise. If you're not going to break those guys or crack into the bullpen early and put up some runs, then you got to find another way to win. And they didn't do that on this road trip, Grody, specifically in the last two series against two very good teams who I think we'll be talking about right along with the Cubs in September and October.
And then there's the other part of this. There is natural progression for the Cubs and the guys that they have. There is the natural regression, which has been slowly occurring in the National League Central this year. And then there is the trade deadline, which is bearing down soon, or at least this is the pregame portion of it, where we all start to talk about it. And one of the people that is talking about that is the president of baseball operations, Jed Hoyer. Here he is and what the Cubs are looking for.
I think we're the information gathering process still. I think, as I've said a number of times, there's still very few teams that I think would be fully categorized as sellers. I think that for the most part right now, it's the teams that have struggled still think they can kind of get back in the race other than a handful, and so we're not quite there yet, but, you know, in the information gathering stage, you know, obviously checking in, monitoring everything, but we're not there yet as far as the teams that may have had aspirations of being better. I don't think those teams are in a place yet where they're making those decisions. Obviously, we've played really well. Our position playing group has just been outstanding, both offensively and defensively, and I think that gives some clarity. Yeah, obviously, you don't know what's going to happen over the next month and a half with that group, but I think that, you know, right now the focus would be on adding pitching depth. I think that would be the clear thing. And, you know, maybe there's an upgrade, whether it's on the bench, whether, you know, just some complimentary piece. But I think that this group, I think, it is a really good group. And like I said, it's not just on offense, it's on defense as well.
That is Jed Hoyer, the Cubs president of baseball operations. And he's right. And, of course, as he said, looking for pitching depth. You know, that means that they'd love to have a starter. But what he said in the beginning was basically kind of have to wait till things start to separate themselves a little bit more, as in which teams are going to be buying, which teams are going to be selling. I mean, is Arizona at 34-34? Are they going to be making anybody available forever this season? We've been asking about Atlanta. The Atlanta Braves right now, Rami, 29-38. They are 14.5 games back in their division. Do they start to sell off pieces, and that guy,
yep,
that name,
yep,
Chris Sale, pops up as well? But what did you think about what Jed Hoyer had to say right there?
That's the name that I think more people are throwing around than any other. When it comes, I don't think just the Cubs. I think any team that's looking for pitching 100. Leading up to the trade deadline, their fan base and the media covering them is going to throw out Chris Sale. And it's not just the Braves. You look all around Major League Baseball, Grody, and there are teams that expected to contend, and those observing also expected to contend, who have stacked rosters, or at least rosters studded with really good players that may not be in the picture. I mean, go out to the, you mentioned the Braves. I go out to the American League East and look at the Orioles are 12 games under 500, 14 games out of the lead there. The Red Sox are 9 games back and 2 games under 500. You can go to the Texas Rangers, who are 4 games under 500 and 5.5 games back. In the NL West, you got the Diamondbacks, who you brought up, and they got a couple of really good pitchers there that might be on the trade deadline. So to me, it's gonna be, and you, like Jed said there at the end of the soundbite we played, we'll see how the dust settles between now and July 31st. I don't think any of those teams that I just listed off are going to be too quick to pull the plug.
Right.
But if we start getting in the last week or two before the trade deadline and those teams are still looking up at those leads that the teams in their divisions have on them and the wild card teams have on them, yeah, I think you might see some pretty big names moving at the trade deadline this year.
Yeah, we mentioned Chris Sale as that possibility out of Atlanta. You just talked about Baltimore. Zach Eflin maybe is a possibility. Did you mention the Rangers is one of those
I
teams
did.
Too? Yeah,
yes.
32 and 36. So you, Tyler Mahle of the Rangers. So, yeah, I'm trying to – yeah, I mean, Texas very much still alive at 5.5 back in the division. Obviously, that's not everything with the way the playoff rotations
but
are.
But that's
right
a
now.
Tough division, man.
It
the
is.
Astros and the Mariners are playing real good. The Mariners have cooled off quite a bit. They're now a game under 500. But
lost three in a row.
They were playing real good baseball for a minute there, and the Astros are just the Astros.
Yeah, right. And they haven't, like, none of those teams have really kicked into gear yet. Like, the Astros have, they're 37 and 30 right now with a 4-game lead over the Angels. But, yeah, Mahle, Patrick Corbin with Arizona. I haven't heard much about Dylan Cease lately. He's healthy still, right?
I believe so.
So, yeah, all those names are all very possible for the Chicago Cubs. Once again, we are live at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst, along with Rami Makhlouf. I'm Mark Grody, and what are we doing coming up next year on the score? For some reason, I have...
Billy Donovan.
No, we're talking about the Bulls.
Yes,
the
Billy
Bulls.
Donovan. Yeah.
We were talking about the Bulls, and Billy Donovan, his name came up today in conjunction with another job. We'll let people think about that during the break here on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score, live from the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan. I mean, Tibbs did a hell of a job. Obviously, something's going on there, but you don't have a plan. And now the three coaches turn you down. You got to have a plan, man. And they don't have a plan now. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
Charles Barkley right there, unmistakably, as we welcome you back to the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. Mark Grody and Rami Makhlouf in with you until 6 o'clock tonight on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Have to update the scene here just a little bit because as we were getting ready to go, Bill Wennington strolled in.
Sauntered on in.
He's here.
Yeah.
Bill Wennington is here.
In the building.
He's a Bulls champion.
Yes,
he's just, and he's just hanging. He wasn't sure what was going on. He was like, you guys want me to come on and talk about the Bulls? And so, no, we want you to just relax a little bit and then come on at 4 o'clock. This is the pregame show. This is the pre. And then Bill is holding up a, looks like a Guinness right now.
Nice.
At the, cheers to you, Bill Wennington.
That looks tasty.
Yes, sir. Bill hanging out up at the bar out here, and it is a very comfortable bar.
Next to the ghost of an old-timey Cubs player, apparently.
Is that what that is,
sir? I think so, yeah.
Orville Overhaul?
Of course.
Old Orville Overhaul.
You can forget.
Yeah, somebody look that guy up. Overhaul in the house right now.
I looked at Grody during the break. I was like, you're seeing him too, right? Like, I'm not.
Oh, cause, so that's why the pale face. You're a dead guy.
Yeah. I wasn't sure.
Oh, man. We got to get more information on that guy. I imagine he's regular.
I would bet. He looks like it.
So, no, but we will have Bill Wennington on in just a little bit.
Not Orville overall.
Oh, yeah. So now he's holding up his old-timey glove.
He's got an old-timey glove.
He's got the old rag glove.
He's got the whole thing.
Let's go outside and play some catch. Let's have a throw. Let's have a throw here, kids. I see you. Let's go out here and chuck it around just a little bit. We'll go down the wagon. We'll have some fun, and that's the way it's going to be. See? That's just what, like, I see, like, I'm picturing the old film moving in slow motion with a high leg kick. Oh, and we're warming up, getting ready. We are throwing the ball around, and now we are chucking it back and forth with our little rag.
He looks like he's going to walk out of the field in Field of Dreams.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. All right, sir. Sir, that's enough. No, you're awesome. I absolutely love it. I believe in you. That's what I'm saying. It feels like Friday vibes today. Marshall was joking with us during transition. I have to stop looking that way. Oh, man. Anyhow, there have been many who have now rejected the New York Knicks coaching job. The latest, the Knicks requested an interview with Bulls head coach Billy Donovan, which the Bulls per Casey Johnson and others now have said that the Bulls rejected Billy's opportunity to interview with the New York Knicks. Should we all be like, whoo, dodge that Billy bullet right there?
I mean, on some level, yeah. Because if the Bulls ever do figure it out, I like Billy Donovan being the guy in that chair. You know what I mean? I don't have championship hopes or expectations for the Bulls anytime soon.
Right.
But if they ever do, like, stumble into something that works, like the Pacers are kind of doing right now, not that they stumbled into it, they had a plan, but, you know, just unexpectedly, the Bulls find themselves being relevant here in the next 2 or 3 years. Yeah, I want Billy Donovan being the coach of that.
Yeah, you know, Billy Donovan is a good coach. Billy Donovan got elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame last year. It doesn't feel like, to me, Billy Donovan's going to be the guy to lead the Bulls to the next level, which would either be Eastern Conference Finals or, just for the hell of it, winning another NBA title. It doesn't feel like he's that guy, even though, like, all the credibility goes against that at this point. So in other words, to answer my own question, would have been like this horrible loss for the Bulls? Not at this point, especially since the hell that Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley, to a different degree, have put this roster in as it stands right now.
But that's the thing, is we're already like, what are they doing? Like, that's what I keep finding myself asking with the Chicago Bulls. Like, what exactly is the plan here? When do you make that big step or big leap into the next phase of this thing? And if they traded Billy Donovan, and I looked at it last night when the news broke, actually my producer, Adam Studzinski, pulled it up. The last time there was a coach trade in the NBA, which is what would have to happen for Billy Donovan and these other coaches that are under contract with other teams that the Knicks have requested to talk to, was Jason Kidd with the Milwaukee Bucks when he went from Brooklyn to Milwaukee. They got 2 second-round picks for it. Like, you're losing Billy Donovan for 2 second-round picks?
Right,
it just...
Right.
We'd be sitting here today going, what are they doing? What are you going to do with 2 second-round picks, and now you need a head coach when you had a Hall of Fame head coach already sitting in that chair? You know what I mean?
I do, and I don't know if any of these, like, because we were talking about in transition with Marshall, like, It doesn't sound like we're hearing from any of these coaches imposing their will to, you don't hear, and who knows what's really going on backstage, but Billy Donovan is not saying to Jerry Reinsdorf and Arturs, hey, come on, guys, get me out of this contract. You got to give me a shot
right.
at being the Knicks head coach. You don't hear Jason Kidd saying that, or Quinn Snyder, or Ime Udoka, or whoever else has been on that list.
It's so funny
of
that
potential
the Knicks
guys
just keep getting shot down, and they
right.
seemingly fired Tom Thibodeau with no plan, no replacement. Like now they're down to their fifth choice, at least with the four head coaches we know they requested to speak to. Your fifth best choice is better than Tom Thibodeau? I don't think it is.
That's a great point. I mean, there is something about Thibodeau though where. It probably sounds a little bit harsh to say wears out his welcome, but I think he wears out his
sure.
welcome. He literally wears teams down, gets them to a certain point, but he's not the – and maybe it'll happen for him. You know what I mean? Like where Tibbs is the guy, period, who leads a team to the promised land. We have to take a break out here at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. You should stop by and hang out with us. Bill Wennington is here. He's over in the bar. That the ghost of somebody – I forgot the name of the old-time –
Orville Overall.
Wow, that you remembered. That Orville Overall, that is some pretty good memory. I mean, we've got it all out here. Download the Circa Sports Illinois app or fund your existing Circa Sports Illinois app and receive an on-site match incentive of up to $500. Take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one, the contest from the Lynx. When we return, we're talking Bears with Jason Leisure, Bears of the Chicago Sun-Times.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.